thanks, Paul. And congratulations to Colm, is it, the winner?
Yeah.
Colmick. And Paul here, they've been worthy participants in the final in Belfast, and we look forward to holding the semi or the Munster final next year in Limerick. Okay, this is a one point. Kings and Queens, it's personal. Don't know about it. We were kings of footpaths, railway lines, ditches, hidden orchards, tracks that led to dens and adventure. You were queen of summer, buzzing like a bee, scooting down the hill that led to the city. We took the road to the country of the Fort Boreen, cider-filled days. You chose makeup and the company of older boys. And we still believed in the innocence of the Angelus bell. You fell headlong into life, left your lipstick mark for all to see. Now, your form is a ghost, someone I knew a long time ago. But your presence is still here, between the rumble of traffic and the rustle of trees. Yes, we were kings once, and you were a queen. Thank you very much.
Okay, go Grant March to the mic, please. Grant March.
Well, I hope you would all agree with me that life is essentially change, and it's really that, you know, we choose that change, and that in fact really everything depends on us. Today the fabric of our society is under attack, and the increasing demands of progress have made our hunger for information turn us into a fast food nation that rips the threads that bind us together, and one by one they snap. We are beginning to experience a new isolation. Care for our society is waning. Our multicultural colors are fading. Our unique identities are paling. Coca-Colaization has left a permanent stain on the dress of our civilization. Today we live in a world where Google is the new religion that we blindly believe has all the answers, and where the internet gradually kidnaps all our ideas, and it is only a matter of time before the ransom letters start coming through our letterboxes. Letter writing is now something children marvel at behind the glass cases of museums. Our new communication is limited to an artificial 140 characters as we witness the digital emasculation of our languages. Soon no one will have the balls to say what they mean, and we use goddamn smiles to show that we're keen. Mutilated messages, devoid of personality, litter our inboxes with misunderstandings. We fall out with friends, and there are no soft landings. And we will live in towers of isolation, princesses whose only communication is done by tap, 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 tapping. We think we know who our friends are, but really we no longer recognize them. For the faces on Facebook are old, and our memories have all become cold. And permanently turned on by the vibrations in our pockets, we will find to our cost, when the signal is lost, that our contacts really have become figments of our imagination, and that without that damn phone, we really are all alone. And our children learn to kill on 37-inch screens. They're all wearing headphones, so we can't hear the screams, and our living rooms have become war zones, in which our kids are fighting for their minds. The terms of our existence have become an increasing list of obscure legalese with conditions that we accept with incredible ease, and we sign away our lives with the digital tick of a pen, tick of a pen, tick of a pen. No one really knows all the contracts they're in, and the small print lurks in the shadows. We spend most of our days staring through windows that can unexpectedly shut down at any moment. The blue screen of death is the latest disease. How many times must this happen? We have to forget to rely on reset. It's only a machine, but when support is withdrawn, you will know what I mean. And we think a television is for entertainment, but it's not that kind of box. It's the kind of box outside of which we cannot think. The revolution will be televised. And like hungry dogs, we will roam blood-soaked streets from the comfort of our armchairs, watching people die for their beliefs. While we, political eunuchs, watch our politicians play the game of ping-pong blame. A malevolent apathy is our biggest killer. Our minds are blank canvas, forever vanilla. We're politically dead, and the only resurrection is a bullet to the head. Life is change, and we choose that change. It all depends on us. Let's choose wisely.
Thank you, Grant. Can we have next Clara DeLay to the mic, please?
Hi, everyone. I wrote this poem 7 years ago when I was in second year in college, and I'm still struggling to find the pair. Ode to a pair. Behold a pair, unique yet unrare. With your sanctified body, I cannot but stare. Modest, unfazed, deciduous by nature, sweetness due all in your tincture. Set a trend and sheeted wear, pronounce the beginning of an odd love affair. Slightly obsessed with the pulp of your affection, uttering para, adoring each section. Ravage a perfect specimen? She would not dare, thus your tender skin she'll gently tear. Enthralled, engrossed, having not a care, caught up in delectability, vaguely unaware. Jealous, envy, ignorant of your lore, they could not see your virtuousness to the core. So keep your mango, your peach, each segment of your clementine. Grant me just a pair, oh yes, divine.
Thank you, Clara. Next, we have Rosie O'Regan.
It's been a while, and this is a political poem, I guess, and it's for the people living in direct provisions. All the talk of refugees, I mean, we have quite a few in the country already, and we're not looking after them very well, so this is for them. And I turn my back on you because that's what they do when they're interviewed, because they're afraid that if they speak out, they'll be deported. So, here we go. I am not here for 8 long years in one room. You do not see me. The endless waiting, the past, a nightmare of a future. I am not here, held captive with thousands more. You will not hear us, the black cars in the night, the engine of deportation. We are not here with our children. You do not hold them. They feed from our emptied hands. The food of our culture is denied. The right to food denied. They are sent to school. Learn. They are not here. Their whole lives, hotel rooms and lobbies. The word home, a memory from a storybook. A thing unknown. I am not here. Waiting for you to see me, hear me. Your silence steals my voice. Please speak. I am Mother Africa, brother, sister, Syria, Palestine. I am the children who will not go away.
Thank you, Rosie. Next, could we please have Bernadette McCarthy?
Hi, one's called the Greenfields. Inaccessible, or so the archaeological inventory states, locally called the Greenfields, where Brendan graced the church before migrating, but too Byzantine in its network of stone walls, too fretted and far for real Cork scholars to categorise, undocumented paradise. And we go because we have to, forsaking our gulf below Brendan's hymn, Kerry colours flying on the leeward side, the road soars like a miracle over native muck, and you wonder what snobbery built it. I tell you, pilgrims were easy money in the prevaricating, pre-modern world. Going up Brandon seven times to Rome, some bishop said. Holy Mary's flash on the uterine horizon, behind my whites, your hopes. This could be our epiphany after all, this could be our end. Crows swarm, starving for the burnished eyes of sheep. A spoiled cabin preaches from the north. I could have been a sibyl, surveying the glacial entrails, as you smoked pipe in compliment to the surging sea, picking and choosing lice, surveying extremities of empire, free to lean over and scratch the belly of Divinia. Higher still, where dank cracks smuggle Spanish flora, sky yields the green fields, stark as a satellite on a madcap cliff-locked coombe, 1,500 feet below, walls blazing vein from the beehive heart, and it is inaccessible, the slopes straining like an impossible outcome, blind principles of precipice. There are waterfalls, I can't go forward or back, yet you push on like a mad Kashmiri lorry, exalting me though I am unhillworthy. Salt gasp, sphagnum slide beneath my runners, walking on water. Turns out it is a monastery, millstones and all, where the chosen few made fields out of godhead and dome. Killers came, left. Peasants found asylum in the ruins. I lie amongst ticks, trace the love trail of Yvrazil, and a gull cries, the generations poured into each other, pots and new wives carefully brought down, until the spuds slobbered gently into autumn. Those who did not mushroom back to green, crawled upslope and stowed into a coffin sailing west. Now there is only this, sky becomes sea, the vacant lazy beds.
Thanks, Bernadette. Can we have Michael Barrett to the mic, please?
Distance, a sonnet. So many, many years have now passed by since I laid eyes on you in that hotel. I loved you from the start, and that's no lie. Though then my love for you I could not tell. There was another lover in your life, so I could only worship from afar, until you freed me from my lonely strife, and said you wished to be my guiding star. Then lovers we became, and that was bliss, and for a year we knew true happiness. We both knew that each other we would miss, when you would go away for more success. Where'er you are, you know I love you still, though hold each other, nevermore we will.
Thank you, Michael. Just four people left. Can we have Alex to the right?
Hi, so I just arrived in Cork 1 month ago. I'm from Belgium. I guess this is my way of saying hi. No. You woke me up and you won't let go. It's been so long a day. I've run away from all, but I can't escape you. And all the words I've used, all the expressionists used, left free with nothing more to say. I've burned you under silence, and yet I can still hear the sound of your anger, the noise of your fears, and the never-ending speech of the smothering mother. So please, Mum, let me sleep. I can still fix the wounds and be on time for supper. Please, Mum, let me sleep. It's too late to talk. The day is near. Please, Mum, let me sleep. It's too late for hugging. I've withdrawn from loving. Please, Mum, let me sleep. I hate you when you're here. Please, ma'am, please. When you're around, I cannot hear. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Just three to go now. Charles Clark.
First time this evening. Something by someone else. Oscar Wilde, Theocritus, a villanelle. O singer of Persephone, in the dim meadows desolate, thus thou remember Sicily. Still through the ivy flits the bee where Amaryllis lies in state, O singer of Persephone. Semele calls on Hecate and hears the wild dogs at the gate, dost thou remember Sicily. Still by the light and laughing sea, poor Polypheme bemoans his fate, O singer of Persephone. And still in boyish rivalry, young Daphnis challenges his mate, dost thou remember Sicily? Slim Lacon keeps a goat for thee, for thou the jocund shepherd's weight, O singer of Persephone, dost thou remember Sicily?
Thank you, Charles. And now could we have Patricia Walsh to the mic?
This is called Norway's Story. Heavy under rain, the vehicles pass by. The train thunders to the very second. It's very metal, lying wake, I find. A timetable and my lap can ring through. I know from soundings the best ports are dead. Only one female entry, I will insist. Clacking the tracks to a second's breath. Sleepy on the job, I feel prevail. We will remain silent. The carriage shunts, unit against unit. The annoying have called. Loudly sings cuckoo, its nest overseen. Jackdaws and pigeons clear up the mess. Water upon wheel, I complain to the delight. The stroke of a broken per species speaks volumes. In God's mercy, keeps us free from sin. And I scream at the so-called timing. Being a public transport finds me a failure. Sleeping on roads suits me fine. Calculating a women's siren called to arms is as silent as a sleeper, or many of them. Let us make incessant phone calls. Let us sleep on roads to some paradise. Waking only to discover our inheritance when before the book of entitlements failed. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. Before I call the very last guest of the night, I just want to just have a second's thought for Taj and Milan. Did any of you know Taj?
Yeah.
Taj passed away last week.
Oh.
Unfortunately, lovely guy. He was a regular here, semi-regular, kind of lovely poet, lovely gentleman of a fellow. We're at his funeral today. There must have been, crikey, 600-800 people there. But just a moment for Taj there. One hell of a guy and a lovely poet. And we'll miss you. Anyway, I will. Yeah. Okay, on that note, could we just call up our final guest for the night on the open mic, Mr. Billy Ramsell.
Hey!
I'll do a poem set in Barcelona. You've heard of it, right? Hey, Camparis. What's Campari?
Drink.
It's also a type of tomato.
Squid.
No,
Campari.
No,
Campi.
Yeah. Stop trying to confuse me now. Come on out. The yolks in this poem are tomatoes. We will make a fine stew, a broth of albondigas, of rabbit and wine. I am writing this next to the recipe. It will simmer lasciviously, all silken currents on my battered stove's one good hob. Its pheromones will season the living room and snap the cat's spine into an arc of predation on their wanton way to the balcony. I have moved my flatmate's buckety sofa to the balcony. I sit on the balcony and imagine you're coming. Are you coming with a tray of Camparis and rafts, mushy whirls, yielding globules, irregular in their skin-straining fleshiness? There could be a dozen watching macho balconies. There could be Layfair swimming with coral as you sashay past Mustafa's shuttered frontages. His grassy coriander, his gallery of pine tangs, the laughter sunburned his cumin, spilling into the pinkness from his kitchen boys. The fruit that you carry is lividly crimson. The cobbles are almost blue. Overdressed for this desultory Sunday, in flannel, in retro check, in your own best alterations, your kitten heels click on the cobble. I can hear you approach through the diminishing din. A black hawker beats it on a butane can in a happy advertisement toward the square. Or can I hear you? We will quarter the 7 yellow beetroot I've been peeling. Those with the juices of tomato tempranillo, nourished in rabid satisfaction on the balcony. We'd hear every side street waking. We will make a fine stew. I have peeled 4 yellow onions. I have borrowed this pen from Antonio Gonzalez Gonzalez.
Thank you.